And let's take a deeper look now at the impact that Harvey will have on the economy. It's already shut down 10 of Texas's 25 oil refineries and has hobbled the port of Houston, which is one of the busiest waterways in the country. Ali Velshi is MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. He's also co-host of Velshi and Rule. Hi, Ali.
Hey, Jeremy. Unfortunately, I know this one too well. I've ridden out many a hurricane at the refineries and plants in Texas. Mm.
Well, what is the latest on the oil production there and how much of it has been shut down?
Well, at this point, we have about 1 million barrels per day offline. Most of that is from right around the Houston-Galveston area and, of course, oil that's not being produced in the Gulf of Mexico because some of those rigs and platforms that were shut down have not been reactivated. So about 22% of the Gulf of Mexico oil production has been shut in. You just mentioned 10 of the state's 25 refineries are shut down. And that's about 3 million barrels a day of oil that was becoming gasoline and other chemicals. So that's going to result in a higher price of gasoline. And it's a little bit unusual, Jeremy, because normally we see higher prices of gas with higher prices of oil. Oil's actually going the other direction because we're just not producing as much of it, and gas prices are going up.
And gas prices going up, we see already 4 cents a gallon from last week. We were speaking with someone yesterday who said it could be up to 15 cents or something like that. Does that make a big difference, though, when you look at it across the board?
We have relatively low gas prices compared to where we were during Katrina, for instance. So, people will notice it. We've seen a 4 cent increase, as you said. Wholesale prices for gasoline, which are usually a good forward indicator, are up 6 cents. And depending on how long these refineries are closed for and how much power is lost, because you need power to pump these the gas through pipelines, you might see higher increases in gasoline. Now, this could take a week or two to get through us, but I think you're going to see by the weekend probably about 6 cents.
Okay, now let's talk about the Port of Houston, which is still closed. This is the port's executive director, Robert Gunther, speaking with Fox News yesterday.
If you think about the dependence on vessels, we're in this busy waterway, 40 or 50 vessels a day are calling this port, and we haven't seen any since we took them all out on Friday. It's going to be quite a recovery.
Ali, remind us just how important the Port of Houston is to the U.S. economy.
Well, it's huge. This is a major export and import port. So, it goes through the Houston Shipping Channel, and a lot of the goods, this is one of the things that American consumers take for granted. A lot of our stuff comes in on these ports, Long Beach, Newark, and Houston. So that's a very big deal. The good news is that ports know how to prepare for these things. The hurricane is not causing infrastructure damage to the ports. It's flooding, it's electrical power, and it's an organized shutdown. So they'll get that up fairly soon. As you know, they send vessels out into sea to avoid them being damaged in port. So they'll actually get them back once they've established that the rain is over and the flooding starts to recede. You'll probably start to see that happen in the new week. So that is not going to be a shutdown that's long enough to affect too much stuff for consumers in the United States. But, the Houston metropolitan area is a very, very large area, and the combination of energy, the fact that it's an import and export port, and the fact that it's a major city mean that it's about 3% of the whole country's economy.
So that's going to be something that we're going to be talking about for some time, and I can guarantee the economist will blame whatever happens in the economy on Harvey for a while.
Right, that's right.
Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. Thank you.
Thanks, Jeremy.